This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place where the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Another hour of What's on Your Mind, busy edition of the program today, talking about speed limits increasing. Approval voting going bye-bye, that'd be okay, wouldn't it? Social media rules for youngsters from the Surgeon General, Northern Border Crossing, and so much more on What's on Your Mind. We're going to keep the busy program going, talking next about the debt ceiling debate. We know that Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, will meet with President Biden. President Biden already pulling off some gamesmanship. Often you have a meeting where ahead of the meeting, the person you're meeting with puts out publicly, you know, a list of questions you need to answer. Like, what in the world? Just have a meeting.
Yeah, you know? Right. Well, that complicates and extends the process.
So, yeah. Well, it wasn't Joe Biden doing it. It was, you know, probably.
Well, that applies to so much when it comes to government. Just do it. Have the meeting. Solve the problem. Get on with it.
One of the many handlers for him. Here's what we're going to do.
We're going to have a comprehensive strategy.
Who's coming again? I can't remember who's coming.
Create some scenarios, and we'll get back to you.
Talk a little bit about this. Grover Norquist from Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, welcome back. How are you? All right. We had Grover. We lost him for a sec there, so we're going to get him back on the program. Let me find the actual questions here for you. So you've got the questions. Here's the two questions that the White House has put out ahead of this meeting. Will the Speaker commit to the bedrock principle that the United States will never default on its financial obligations? In other words, remove any leverage.
Yeah, exactly.
In any further debate. And then the other question.
Will we be allowed to do whatever we want?
And the other question is, when will Speaker McCarthy and House Republicans release their budget? What in the. Yeah.
Hard to release a budget when we didn't get to read it.
No kidding.
Round of spending.
Grover Norquist is here, Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, how are you doing?
I am doing well. Good to be with you.
Good to have you back. What do you make of these questions the White House is floating ahead of the meeting?
We have seen this all before. Here's the good news. Everything that's going on now, we did 10 years ago, 2011 to 2013. The players on the chessboard were in the exact same place. Democrat president, Republican majority House, Democrat control of Senate, but enough votes to filibuster for Republicans. And then you go in and the Democrats and the establishment press, but I repeat myself, say, oh, you have to have a clean bill. We always do it that way. Actually, half the time, more than half the time, things are added to it. You can't wait until the last minute because then no one will trust us again. The Democrats waited till the last minute. They even went past the last minute when it was just Democrats in the House and Senate deciding how much they could steal and who they would give it to. That, the fight was inside the Democratic Party, and they went to the very end and past the very end, and the world didn't end. So we have done this before where one party says, I'm not willing to increase the debt ceiling unless you have spending restraint. That's how we got some very good spending restraint, Graham Rudman, during the Reagan years. It's how we got the sequester, which saved $2.4 trillion from what the other team was planning to spend. Huge win. And good news is the American people 63%. This is a Harvard-Harris poll, not exactly a right-wing poll. A Harvard-Harris poll said 63% of Americans say they want spending restraint required as part of any debt ceiling. And 10 years ago, it was 62%. So it's actually more, favorable now. And last time the Democrats said, well, let's include tax increases as part of deficit reduction. The Republicans said, no, it's only spending cuts we're talking about. No tax increases, period. That's what we said 10 years ago, and that's what we stuck with. That's what we're saying now. And then the Democrats said, well, why don't we expand it to include Social Security and Medicare so that we can attack you for wanting to gut those two programs? And the Republicans 10 years ago said, we're not that stupid. And this most recently, all the Republican leadership said, nice try. We're not that stupid. No. So we're not going to give you tax increases. We're not going to let you open up Social Security and announce that we plan to undo it or something like that. So we want spending restraint, same amount of money as in the debt ceiling increase. We did this once before. Nothing went wrong. Everything went fine. And the guy who negotiated that deal 10 years ago, Biden negotiated that deal 10 years ago. So Republicans are in a very good position. And the great news is, you know, the Republicans in the House were kind of disagreeing about who should be king back then. But right now, all of them say, yes, we need to require spending restraint. No, we're not going to let the thing fall apart, but we're not going to hand it away either. We're not touching Social Security. We're not raising taxes. And we need spending restraint with real laws that protect it, as we had with the sequester, to make sure they happen. We're not dealing for promises. We're not stupid like Manchin, who gave away the store, trillions of dollars, with a promise that maybe someday we'd make it easier to get permits for all the things that they promised to fund. And he just got taken to the cleaners by his own party. Why would we think the Republicans should trust the Democrats? Manchin couldn't trust the Democrats. So I think we're in good shape. People can fall, people can slip, things can go wrong. But I would rather be on our side of the battlefield on the high ground, asking to do again what we once did before, what Obama signed before, what Biden negotiated before, and all of the nonsense about, oh, it can't be done. That just isn't historically true.
Dumb question here. Why did the sequester go away?
Because it was set for 10 years. The deal was we want 10 years worth of spending restraint, $2.4 trillion, and we got it. We could extend it for a longer period of time. We'll see how scared they are. They have 7 Democrats they worry about losing in Senate seats. That's what they're worried about. Last time around, they were scared about Obama losing. So they were willing to give us things to not be seen as crazy on taxes and spending. Now, their whole party's gotten crazier on taxes and spending, so maybe that's less of a concern. But if you're running for the Senate in Ohio, do you really want to be the guy who said, I don't care about taxes and spending and inflation? If you're running in Montana, you're running in Arizona, you're running in any number of states, there are real challenges for the D's because no Republicans running in a difficult state, and a number of Democrats are in the Senate. And in the House, there's some redistricting that will take place where the Democrats stole some seats and through court decisions, and then courts got overthrown in Ohio and in North Carolina. You know, there are another 5 Republican seats from the redistricting that didn't take place by the legislatures for the last election, but now will because the courts have changed. So the House should strengthen, and the Senate should, in fact, become a Republican Senate as well. And I think we're a little more serious this time around about let's get candidates who can win, step one. And then let's look at, getting them to be useful guys when they do get here and win. But no more running for people who've never run for student body president.
Biden has put out a couple of questions for McCarthy ahead of the meeting, which is just typical D.C., but will the speaker commit to the bedrock principle that the United States will never default on its financial obligations is the first one. In other words, I guess remove any leverage ever again in the future for getting some spending cuts, right?
Well, you should answer back. Will you promise not to default? Because if we come up with a deal to limit spending and you don't sign on, the default's on you. So are you going to? I want to ask you: are you going to not default? Will you be brave like Obama and not default? It is CBS argues that it's always the Republicans' fault. if things don't work out. If they close down the government every time the Democratic president, like Clinton, vetoed, the Republicans passed a budget under Clinton. Clinton vetoed it, and the three networks announced the Republicans just shut the government down. You know, we live with that world, but that's how ridiculous it is.
The other question is, when will Speaker McCarthy and House Republicans release their budget? What's he doing there?
Well, it's usually the president that puts out a budget. We're very interested in the president's budget. And I think it's a good idea that the Republicans should come up with something like the sequester and say, this is our budget. We're going to put these limits on spending in certain zones, which is what we did last time. And maybe you have to extend them longer out to save as much money because the Democrats have done so much damage to the economy. Maybe it has to be a 20-year limit. That's not a bad idea.
Grover Norquist is with us from Americans for Tax Reform. We're talking about a battle of wills coming over the debt ceiling. And Grover's got some great strategy for Speaker McCarthy here in this meeting we're talking through. We'll take a short break and continue our conversation after a timeout on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military-friendly. Our special admissions team has years of real-world military experience, so we know just how to support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for prior learning, and make sure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start every 5 weeks. Discover University of Mary's true military-friendly community at umary.edu/military-services.
Veteran and locally owned since 1932, Action Movers is North Dakota's largest and oldest mover. Whether you're moving across the street or across country, Action Movers will make your move easy by handling every detail from start to finish. From packing, loading, transporting, storage, or even do-it-yourself with a Go Mini container delivered to your driveway, they truly have every solution for your move, accommodating all budgets. Get a moving quote today and mention Scott to save 10%. Call them at 701-566-5532 or visit actionmovers.com to set your appointment.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming February auctions include 786 acres of exceptional cropland in Ward County, 310 acres of highly productive cropland in Renville County near Glenburn, 308 acres of excellent cropland in Trail County south of Mayville in Portland, 640 acres of highly productive cropland near Hope, North Dakota in Steele County, and 340 acres of exceptional cropland in Becker County, Minnesota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You've always been a whole lot of trouble, but it's a kind of like getting in, so we might as well make it a double.
Recognize those voices?
Tiger Lily! They're going big time with this song?
This is their new song called Shoot Tequila. And yeah, this is...
I don't recommend it.
Well, yeah, so make sure you have a driver. But This song is going to launch the girls. Finally, I'm so happy for them. They've put in the work. They've put in the time. They finally got a writer, and they got a song together that's a hit. And really, really rocking. Awesome.
I have a
news.
Couldn't
happen to two nicer girls.
A news alert for you if you're fearing the cold. It's hot spring spas and pool tables too.
Oh.
Finley Osana's hot spring spas. Not only do you get the wellness benefits, you get out of the cold. And as our friend Vince says, you're better above the water, below the water, beyond the water. With hot spring spas and pool tables too. They have some great deals right now in stock, ready to deliver. Get on in there. Check it out and turn the cold into an adventure that you're going to love. Not to mention the wellness, as I say. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Back with Grover Norquist from the wonderful Americans for Tax Reform today on the program, ATR. So, Texter says this, and I want to start with sort of the why this is so important, this debate. Listener says, our debt is the equivalent of earning $100,000 a year and owing $50,000 a year in interest. We'll never pay this back. We will default at some point. Printing money to pay the interest on our debt is destroying everyone's value. You got a point?
They do. We had a similarly large debt after World War II. What we did was we stopped adding borrowing and we grew the economy, so that the debt became a smaller percentage of GDP. And that's the only way to fix this is long term, but that means a lot of discipline. We need to do what the Republicans fell one vote short of doing. Thank you, John McCain, for voting no. But that was to take Obamacare and Medicaid, and then eventually things like food stamps and housing subsidies and so on, and block grant them to 50 states. And make it so that they don't grow any faster than the incomes of the American people, okay? Right now they do. The people who get wealthier are getting more faster than the people who are earning the money. And that's got to stop. Put that on, and over a number of years, you actually save trillions and trillions of dollars and can begin to bring the debt and the debt and deficits down and then debt down by allowing 50 states to compete to provide the services at a reasonable rate. When we did this, the Republican Congress voted it three times. Third time, our friend Mr. Clinton, Bill Clinton, signed it because he was afraid he was going to lose the next election if he didn't. And most states dropped spending by an average of 30% to 40% on aid to families with dependent children because they took out the waste, they took out some of the fraud, they actually cared about what they were doing, and the states conceded to do it well. Hawaii got worse. Every other state got better. Some states will screw up if you give them that authority, but that's their business. Those people need to throw out their governors and their state legislators. It's not our job to elect sane people in Hawaii. So I think there's a very real opportunity to do this. We just, again, we came within one vote of doing this for Obamacare and Medicare. Medicaid, all the welfare programs where you don't pay anything into it, you just get stuff because you show up and ask for money. That stuff needs to be limited to grow no faster than people's incomes. Doing that alone brings down the cost of government over time in trillions of dollars. We can grow away from and reduce the debt, but only if we get control of those entitlement programs, the welfare programs, and allow the state to save money.
So we're talking a $31 trillion debt now, plus. So the debt ceiling and the government spending issues could have some sort of an agreement like you're talking about could have a dramatic and, you know, seismic impact on the future of the United States. 10 being the most likely, 1 being the least likely. What do you think a Biden-McCarthy solution is doable this go-around on this debate?
I think the most likely thing is exactly what we got 10 years ago, which was a sequester on just dealing with the spending that is not entitlements, because the Democrats are just so wedded to the idea that people are entitled to your income that they back away from doing that. That will take a Republican House, Senate, and President, and one fewer John McCain and the Republican who votes for limited spending, not like John McCain failed to. But again, we were one vote away from solving much of these problems, and the Trump administration would have been remembered for the money it saved, and McCain would have been remembered as the guy who helped save the country's economy, but instead he voted no. We just need a better Republican majority in the Senate that can't hang on by one vote and expect to pass things that are difficult. So I think what we'll get now is something at best, exactly what we got with Obama, put a cap on the growth of the spending, discretionary spending, which is very important and saves you a bunch of money. But the real money long term is to rein in those welfare programs. Social Security and Medicare can be put aside. They need to be dealt with differently with super majorities of Republicans who can actually make some things change that makes everybody better off, and you can make that clear. But right now, with a one-vote margin in the House and Senate and a president, we could actually fix welfare. And there's more than 100 different welfare programs. They should all be block granted to the states. Nothing should be run out of D.C. in that zone. Washington doesn't take seriously fraud and waste. States would, because then it becomes their money.
But a sequester-type deal this go-around would be not bad, right?
It'd be great. It'd be great. The other team, I think we did extremely well 10 years ago. Could you fantasize it doing better? I don't think so. I don't think there's any way that we would have gotten better than we got last time. It is amazing that we did as well as we did, but it meant we had to stay tough and say, we're not raising taxes. No, we're not going to touch Social Security and Medicare so that you can attack us for wanting to gut them, because that's what you will say as soon as we say, okay, we agree to talk about that. And we need to make sure that as much increase in the debt ceiling as you want, you need to cut spending that much. And what Biden wants is enough to get to the next election, so he doesn't want a small debt ceiling increase. He wants a large debt ceiling increase because he intends to borrow lots of money in the next 2 years. So if he wants to do that, he can and will pay for it, just like Obama did, by giving us the spending restraint that we asked for.
Fascinating. And I guess tomorrow is when they meet. I thought it was today, but it is tomorrow. So we'll know soon enough whether this deal is done, because, as usual, the deadline is here.
Ten years ago, the first meetings gave you nothing, nothing, nothing. So don't worry if they just spit at each other.
In other words, just expect a little fencing before they get to a deal.
It's all posturing. Right now it's all posturing. They're playing for the cameras. They're not trying to convince the other person. Everybody knows where they have to end up if they're going to do it, and each would like to say it's the other team's fault if it doesn't work out. And all I think we have to do is we want to do exactly what we did the last time. What's the matter with you?
Right on. Grover, appreciate all the good work of Americans for Tax Reform and your insight and analysis today. We're looking forward to watching the fencing and hope that outcome comes our way. That's for sure. Our kids and grandkids.
Thanks for having me on.
You bet. Good talking to you. This is an important debate, folks. Your kids, and their kids. Lives depend on it. The greatest country on the face of the earth.
The reviews are in. My coffee is a big hit. People absolutely love it. One of our listeners said, Scott, I've sampled a lot of coffee, but this one's different. It's rich, but also very smooth, low acidity. The finish is clean, and it has a pleasant aftertaste. Try some for yourself today. Go to mystore.com. Use the promo code Scott for up to 25% off. Your choices include whole bean, ground, coffee pods, light roast, medium roast, dark roast, and a decaf. Again, in coffee pods, ground, or whole bean, your choice. And guess what? It's roasted and packed right here in the USA. It's guaranteed, like all the products at MyPillow. Mike Lindell invites you to try his new product, My Coffee, by going to mystore.com. Mystore.com. Use the promo code Scott or call this number, 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028 or mystore.com, promo code Scott, for the best coffee you've ever had, bar none.
USA News Update. An ice storm is impacting portions of the southern plains and mid-south and is expected to last through Wednesday, bringing the normal dangers along with it, falling trees and power lines and slick roadways. About 3.3 million Americans are under an ice storm warning this morning, with 16.5 million under a winter storm warning, according to the National Weather Service. The White House announced Monday they will end two COVID-19 emergency declarations on May 11th. The COVID-19 national emergency and public health emergency will be extended to that date and then lifted. And yes, that will end Title 42 restrictions and expulsions. Cindy Williams, who played Shirley on Laverne and Shirley, has died. Her family announced she passed away Wednesday of last week and it was announced Monday. She was 75 years old and died in Los Angeles, California, after a short illness. Lance Pry, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Suggest for lunch today, PetroServe USA, home cook and grab and go convenience. Today is Tuesday. That means they have a popcorn chicken bowl on 45th. Cheeseburger Mac in Glendon. Tater Tot Hot Dish, MP Avenue, downtown Fargo. Barbecue chicken, 12th Avenue and I-29. Meatloaf for chicken tenders at West Main Avenue. Chicken pot pie in Harwood. Valley City has hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie today. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. Head on over there and warm up from this bitter cold that we're facing out there. Our next guest is the author of Laptop from Hell, Hunter Biden, Big Tech, and the Dirty Secrets the President Tried to Hide.
I'm a little giddy, I got to tell you.
Miranda Devine on the program today. Hey, Miranda, how are you?
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
Glad to have you, and congratulations on the book. I read it last night, and I have an overwhelming sense of disgust at what you had to write about here. I mean, this is like a bad movie, isn't it?
It really is, and it just keeps on getting worse and worse. I mean, it's now more than 2 years since we at the New York Post broke the story of Hunter Biden's laptop. And, you know, the latest chapter, of course, is the classified documents that were found at five different locations in Joe Biden's home, his garage in Delaware, and his office at the University of Pennsylvania. We're hearing that the Justice Department is going to search other residences. So who knows how many tranches of documents there are. And when you look at the laptop, there are certain pieces of information, emails and so on, that just leap out as perhaps being the product of Hunter Biden having access to some of that classified information. I don't know how else he would get it. There are at least two emails that I've found, and I'm not sure how he would get this information that's not publicly available otherwise, and that he was trying to sell to the highest bidder.
Now, there is a investigation ongoing about the contents of the laptop and potential wrongdoing by Hunter Biden, correct?
Yes, that's right.
And now with these documents you're mentioning that are newly found, you probably have another intersect between those documents and that investigation?
Yeah, they should be. I mean, it should be a very simple matter for the special counsel investigating Joe Biden's alleged mishandling of classified documents, Robert Hur. Should be a very simple matter for him to just cross-match the information on those documents with information on Hunter Biden's laptop over that period that the documents cover. You know, I was able to do it without any knowledge of what was in the classified documents, just by, you know, my knowledge of the laptop and looking over various emails that leaked out. But I'm sure that's just the tip of the iceberg. So it should be fairly simple, and I think that the special counsel would be honour bound to do that. But as well, we have the Republicans now in control of the House. They're conducting investigations, and they are too will be doing the same thing. And of course, they have enhanced powers like subpoena power and the ability to look at documents. I mean, at the moment, the Intelligence Committee, both Democrats and Republicans, are screaming blue murder because the Department of Justice will not give them access, or at least a briefing, to a classified briefing as to what was in those documents found that Joe Biden had seemingly sloppily stored all over the place.
Miranda, one just on you say it should be very simple to just cross-reference the documents with the laptop. Do you think it will be? I mean, it would be, but for any place but Washington, D.C. or the swamp, I would imagine that'll be anything but simple. They'll make it as difficult and as painworthy as possible, as painful as possible, I would imagine.
Absolutely. In fact, I mean, that's what I expect will probably happen, is that this will just get kicked down the road for as long as possible, stretched out. It may come to a point where it's untenable and Joe Biden will have to resign for health reasons or something else. You know, they are going to try to make sure that this doesn't affect the 2024 election, because if what we are, you know, it's just a hunch, I can't say for sure, but if what we suspect is right, it goes with the pattern of the rest of the conduct of Joe and Hunter Biden and Joe's brother Jim Biden and his other brother Frank Biden and this long-running influence peddling scheme run out of Delaware since, you know, for 4 decades or more, and then internationalized during Joe Biden's vice presidency. Misuse, if that's what happened, or alleged misuse of classified documents, it just is par for the course. It is completely what would fit into the pattern of their behavior. And so I think that it will become untenable for Joe Biden. This really is the closest I think he's come to being rumbled.
Yeah, that's amazing when you think about everything that's in this laptop and in your book. You know what Joe Biden said in 2019? 2019, not all that long ago. China is going to eat our lunch? Come on, man. They're not bad folks. But guess what? They're not competition for us. I mean, you think right now about what we know about China, what they have and the battles that go on that are much more relevant to the public conversation today than they've been in a long time. That's a very dumb statement. It should put him in some sort of political vulnerability, shouldn't it, Miranda?
Absolutely. And, you know, in hindsight, you look at that and what we know now about Joe Biden and his involvement with China from his earliest days as a senator. I mean, he was groomed by the upper echelons of the Chinese Communist Party way back. He was invited to a sort of the equivalent of Martha's Vineyard in China to hobnob with all the elite, the Chinese Communist Party elite and future leaders. And he came back so enamored with China that the Weekly Standard at that time, this is 20 more years ago, just mocked him mercilessly and said that, you know, he's just an embarrassment for what a fanboy he was of China. And of course, he continued on in that vein. And in 2000, during the Clinton administration, he was, either 2000 or 2001 anyway, he was instrumental in persuading his quite reluctant Democrat colleagues to go along with this plan to allow China into the World Trade Organization, successfully did so. And that was a disaster for America, for American manufacturing, for the American, you know, working class, the middle of America, and continues to be to this day, and had just turbocharged China's powers. And then since he's been president, he has gone easy on China in, you know, ways that I think people aren't even aware of. He's unwound a lot of Trump-era policies when it comes to tariffs and so on. But more importantly, perhaps, is the dismantlement of a very important Department of Justice China initiative, it was called, which was to try and stamp out China's influence in universities, which is so pernicious and so damaging. And of course, remember that he himself, Joe Biden, in the interim between being vice president and president, was paid $900,000 one year from the University of, it was the University of Pennsylvania, their Biden Center. And they, of course, received at that time tens of millions of dollars from China after the Biden Center was opened. So that just looks like complete corruption. And you know, when it comes to China, our greatest adversary, we can't allow that to happen. And so I think there should be a lot of spotlight on Joe Biden's involvement with China, the tens of millions of dollars that came into his family's coffers directly from companies and organizations and people that were aligned with the Chinese military, Chinese intelligence, the top of, you know, right up to Xi Jinping, the top of China's elite. And remember that back in 2013, Hunter Biden was taken along by his father on Air Force Two to Beijing to hobnob with China's Communist Party elites. Joe Biden was then vice president. He had been charged by the Obama administration to extract concessions from China over their theft of America's intellectual property, their militarization of those islands in the South China Sea, which are now pose such a threat to America's allies in that region, including Australia. And he managed to do none of that. He got nothing out of the trip. America got nothing out of the trip. But Hunter Biden got a lot out of the trip. His father shook hands with one of his Chinese business partners while he was there. And after Hunter left shortly thereof, thereafter, he received a 10% stake in a Chinese equity firm, which at last look, according to the documents on the laptop, was worth, you know, several hundred million in funds under management. So I don't know how much his 10% is worth, but certainly that's how much funds under management that they had. So this is very troubling for America's national security.
It sure is. And what is amazing about it all is the roadmap of wrongdoing is in the laptop. He's told us everything. Why do you think he did that?
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that. Look, two things. It's not all in the laptop. You have to use, I used in my book, three different tranches of information plus interviews off the record with various people associated with Hunter Biden. And this was, you know, the tranche of documents from Hunter's former business partner, Tony Bobulinski, the contents of three of his phones, which overlap with a lot of the material in the laptop, but also augment it. There are encrypted messages with Hunter Biden and their partners and documents that don't appear on the laptop. And so also very like invaluable were Treasury Department documents that have been uncovered by Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson, which, you know, gave they basically cross-matched with receipts and invoices on the laptop, but also they were they just were useful in their own right. So the laptop itself is not enough, but with enough other information, it's really a blueprint to the Biden influence peddling scheme.
And hold that thought. Hold that thought. We're going to take a break here. We'll continue after a short time out. Talk more with Miranda DeMai about this wonderful book, Laptop from Hell. Don't go away.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
We love the American flag. That's why at ndflagpoleguy.com, that's all we do. We install flagpoles. We repair flagpoles. We wash flags. We replace flags. We want to install and take care of your flag. This is Jim. I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, inviting you to proudly display your love for America by flying Old Glory at your home or business. Call 701-571-FLAG or go to ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
From field to fuel. A story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25% to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part by MyPillow. 800-506-9028 is the telephone number. You call and get the great deals. Use the promo code SCOTT. 800-506-9028. Okay, remember that number. 506-9028. Promo code SCOTT. And guess what? They're coming out with a new pillow. New design. 2.0 on the MyPillow. That along with my coffee and lots of other good specials. Find them at MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT. Continuing our chat with Miranda Devine here for the final segment of the program, What's on Your Mind? And the book is called Laptop from Hell. We're going through the book today, Hunter Biden, Big Tech, and the Dirty Secrets the President Tried to Hide. So you mentioned before the break how this allowed the connecting of the dots, if you will, from the other tranches of this investigation into Hunter Biden. I still am perplexed as to why he would put all this on a laptop and leave it at some computer store. I mean, clearly he wasn't making a lot of rational decisions, but do you think there's a reason behind this?
Well, I think you'd need to be a psychiatrist to figure out the true motive. But what I can tell you is that at the time in April of 2019, when Hunter Biden abandoned his laptop basically at this computer repair shop in Wilmington, Delaware, just around the corner from his house and his father's house, he was in a rage against his family, absolutely furious. It was just a week or two before Joe Biden was about to announce his candidacy for being president. And Hunter Biden felt that he'd been disrespected by his father and the extended family, that his father's staff were throwing him under the bus and basically briefing out to the media, don't worry about Hunter. He's a unreconstructed dead-ender, a drug addict. He's a problem, but, you know, we've just got to feel sorry for him. And Hunter felt enraged by that because, as he frequently complained to various family members in emails and texts that we find on the phone, on the laptop, he said, you know, I've been supporting this family for years and I get no respect. I've given half my salary to my father and I'm getting no respect. And that's why he was so furious. And so I think at this point, his drug addiction was completely out of control. He was reckless and angry and he didn't care. And basically, he dropped this stuff off. There were three laptops. He got one of them couldn't be fixed. One of them he got back. And then shortly after that, he hightailed it to California, where he'd been living off and on in the, expensive hotels there. And he met his now wife. And I guess he just forgot about it. And he didn't care. I mean, the laptop repair shop guy kept on calling him and texting him and emailing him and asking him to come and pick up his stuff and pay his bill. It was an $85 bill. He just ignored it. And I guess he didn't realize that John Paul MacIsaac, the computer repair shop owner, was a Trump supporter and had a forensic mind. And finally, several months later, he decided to have a look at the laptop, which now was his legal property since it had been abandoned for more than 3 months. And he found so much detail on there that he could see pertained to what was going on then, which was the impeachment of Donald Trump over Ukraine and a company called Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company, which had been paying Hunter Biden $83,000 a month. That was prominent in the impeachment process. And so this is why John Paul MacIsaac decided he needed to give this laptop and the contents of it to the FBI. He finally got their attention in December of 2019, handed it over to them, they subpoenaed it, he kept a copy. Thank goodness, because as we now know from whistleblowers in the FBI, the FBI buried that laptop, had no intention of investigating it, and made sure by briefing out to social media companies to expect a dump of Russian disinformation, possibly pertaining to Hunter Biden, and likely in October. In other words, they were pre-bunking the New York Post story that came out on October 14 about all of this. The FBI went out and did that and successfully managed to get our story censored by the social media companies and ignored by other media. And the FBI also buried the information that Tony Bobulinski, remember Hunter Biden's former business partner, brought to them before the 2020 election. He handed over the contents of his three phones with all that information. And he had a 5.5-hour interview at the FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C., explaining his concerns about national security when it came to Joe Biden being compromised by China, thanks to the tens of millions of dollars that his family had reaped from Chinese sources. So the FBI sat on all of that, very much intervening in the election, the 2020 election, in favor of Joe Biden. So that's where we are. It's a pretty pretty damaging set of facts. And Hunter Biden is at the center of it. He's the conduit, but the real target, the real problem is Joe Biden.
You bet it is. And all the dollars he received and who the payees were. Fascinating tale you tell in the book, Laptop from Hell, Hunter Biden, Big Tech, and the Dirty Secrets the President Tried to Hide, Miranda Devine's book. Read it, folks. Miranda, thanks. Fascinating chat. Appreciate it.
Wonderful to be with you. Thank you.
You bet. All right, my friends, we're out of time. Wow, that was fascinating. A lot packed in there. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
Information comes flying at you, and the mumbo-jumbo is so confusing. When it comes to Medicare, you are not alone. Free and unbiased assistance is available to North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Need help understanding all the forms? How about your Medicare coverage options? Maybe you need to file an appeal. Whatever it is, we're here to help. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.